those things would be careful.
Yes, Pastor.
They grow fast enough without us doing anything. We got to be watchful, see what they're doing.
Yes.
And notice it. Child come out the house with holes, and you can see their buttocks, and you ain't saying one word, can't see nothing, sitting up under the teaching. That ain't God's principles.
Yes.
Teaching to respect God.
Yes.
Respect the place.
Yes. Yes.
Paul was a Pharisee. And he and all this stuff about covering your head. If you born with no hair, you don't need to cover your head. If you don't cover your head during the week, you ain't got to cover it on the Sabbath. If you're bald headed, you see models now bald headed. What you gonna make her put a wig on for? What's wrong with that? Anything wrong with that?
No.
So you wouldn't tell your child put a wig on with you?
I did.
You just told me there's nothing wrong with it. Why'd you do that? It ain't funny. Because we should put no better.
Yes.
If she want to come in here bald headed, let her come. So what? You watch it on TV, they're models. She ain't saved. Well, if you know why we do that, then let's not do that. They're not saved. Leave them alone. It's better to come in here with the breast hanging out or nose rings, but they ain't saved. If a saint want to come in here, some of us came in here just like that, never said a word. You ain't got to put no wig on your head. This ain't no Pharisee stuff. If God give you hair like that, that's your covering. And you ain't got to put a wig or a hat on if you don't want one. That's carnal stuff. God looking at your heart, not what's on your head. Because if your heart is right, God is your covering. Isn't that beautiful? Read it again.
Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from
Let's go to Ephesians 6. I don't want nobody looking at himself. He's mad. Hey.
No,
look at him. He's mad, you all. I'm not saying mad things.
No.
This ain't mad comic book. What I'm saying is true.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is perfect. Now, I'm not mad. So why is he always like that? Because God made me like this. Ephesians 6 and 4. What does it say?
And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath.
We don't want to do that. I've said this many times. When children are coming up, they come into church. Speak to the saint. Speak to the torso. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. But you train them. If somebody speak to you, you speak. You train them. Say when you see a saint, nothing wrong with saying hi. But if you don't see them do it, why do you want to get them? Come in. Say, no, you came to church. You saw someone. Why didn't you say hi?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's speak.
Exactly.
You train them right.
That's right.
But sometimes kids don't act right. You don't say one word. Saints talking, kids get right in front of your face. Don't say nothing. Train them that way. Not to respect God. When you could have shut it down when he was little, you could have shut that mess down. Now we reap the benefits of all that we sowed. Sometimes it gets a little embarrassing.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.